Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. The Purchasing Managers Index for China's manufacturing sector came in at 50.1 in January, down from 50.3 in December 2021. A reading above 50 indicates expansion, while a reading below reflects contraction. The PMI for the non-manufacturing sector came in at 51.1 in January, down from 52.7 in December. The Chinese mainland on Saturday recorded 54 locally transmitted COVID-19 cases, 17 more than the previous day. Of the new local infections, 20 were reported in Beijing, 19 in Zhejiang, 8 in Heilongjiang, 4 in Tianjin, 2 in Henan, and 1 in Yunnan. Saturday also saw reports of 27 imported COVID-19 cases across the mainland. The total number of China-Europe freight train trips has exceeded 50,000. This came after a cargo train left the Chinese city of Chengdu on Saturday for Nuremberg in Germany. China State Railway Group said the value of goods transported by cargo services skyrocketed from $8 billion in 2016 to nearly $75 billion in 2021. Japan's largest ever overseas Winter Olympic team was unveiled on Saturday. A total of 124 athletes are among the 262-member delegation, exceeding the team sent to Pyeongchang 4 years ago. The Japanese athletes will enter 109 events at the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea has fired an unidentified projectile toward its eastern waters. It says the South Korean military is monitoring the situations and maintaining readiness posture to prepare for a possible additional launch. North Korea says it conducted 6 missile tests in January. Fiji is shipping a batch of relief supplies to Tonga, which was devastated by a volcanic eruption and tsunami 2 weeks ago. Fiji's Minister for Disaster Management says all the personnel traveling, including the crew of the vessel, have been tested and cleared, adding that no one will disembark the vessel when they reach Tonga due to quarantine reasons. The minister has expressed gratitude to all the donors of the supplies, including the New Zealand government, the Chinese government, and non-governmental organizations. A bomb cyclone is bashing northeastern region of the United States on Saturday, causing travel disruption and power outages in some states. The U.S. National Weather Service says the winter storm officially became a bomb cyclone on Saturday morning. More than 4,000 flights have been canceled across the United States on Saturday, as the storm is expected to last into Sunday. William Danslow has more.
The scale of the storm is absolutely incredible. It's estimated that 10 states in total could see some parts seeing blizzard-like conditions. That is expected to impact somewhere in the region, according to some estimates, up to 75 million people, predominantly in the northeast of the U.S. As you so rightly mentioned, 5 states have declared states of emergencies. It's not just the snowfall that is concerned. Of course, parts of Long Island expect to see over 20 inches of snow. Parts of Boston as well could see similar levels as well. But it isn't just the amount of snow coming down, of course, the impact that has on things like down power lines. Of course, in the state of Massachusetts already, we've seen more than 100,000 homes lose power. But on top of all of that, there is the concern when it comes to wind gusts exceeding 50 miles an hour. Also, coastal communities, there's a real concern when it comes to flooding in those regions as well. So that is why officials across much of the northeast are urging people to stay home as much as possible, to hunker down and wait for this storm to blow over.
Italian President Sergio Mattarella was elected to a second term by the parliament in a joint session in the 8th round of voting on Saturday. Mattarella received 759 votes in favor from an assembly of 1,009 grand electors, which comprise all members of parliament plus 58 regional representatives. His candidacy emerged prominently at the end of a tense week in which the two major political blocs, the center-left and the center-right, failed to agree on a different common candidate. That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.